Megan Singleton, blogger at large.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Mel.
Now, today we're talking about travel, but it's also loosely, it's not just travel that we're going down the road of, are we?
Well, I run some travel, some blog training classes, actually, yep. And not just for travel. I've trained people all over the world now, in the US and in Vanuatu and Philippines and New Zealand.
But a lot of people do want to do travel blogs and travel. I've seen a lot of couples recently doing that whole travelling thing around the world.
They do, and lifestyle blogging and mummy blogging, and they want to know if they can blog and get paid for it.
Okay, so give us some tips and tell us, can we?
Absolutely, you can. And so I do this half-day training class, and I've got one coming up on July the 8th. It's in Auckland, so for anyone outside of Auckland, you have to use it as an excuse for a shopping weekend.
Yeah.
But it's all about developing your absolute core niche, and I really get people present to what is their passion, because you've got to have something that you're going to be passionate about for 5 years or 10 years.
Okay.
How to write content that works, how to work with brands, how to put pitches and proposals together, how to create value, how to grow your audience on social media, which platforms to bother with, which not to bother with.
So this is really sound advice, because a lot of people can go and make a little blog, but if they want to make money from it, that's
getting it exposed, and that's the hard part. There are millions and millions of blogs out there.
Or brands are going to say, hey, we'll give you a free suitcase, but we're not going to actually pay you to talk about our suitcase. So you want to work that one out.
Yeah.
Just quickly then, how do you get your, just like give us a quick tip, like a little taster, how do you get your post, how do you get your post noticed? What's a good thing to do?
Okay, so
to write it,
all about, obviously it's two things. It's all about writing great keywords in your content. Mm-hmm. I think every blog post needs to solve a problem. So that might be, say, for travel, you know, where can I eat in LA?
Yep.
Or what are some tips?
That's
doing
what I'm going to Google when I'm looking
exactly.
for things.
Exactly. So you think about what people are Googling. And the other thing is social media. Now in New Zealand, Facebook is really the king. That's where you should invest your money. And you can, Facebook's smart because you can target your demographic, you can target a region, and but you don't want to spend too much money. So we talk about how you're going to do what kinds of Facebook ads kind of work better than others, and how to get audience engagement, because at the end of the day, that's going to make your post rise to the top on people's news feeds.
Yeah, it certainly is. Hey Megan, that's some sound advice, and if people want to get in touch with you, I guess they just go to your website bloggeratlarge.com.
Absolutely, and there's a little widget there on the side, and they can click on that and register for the next class in July.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.